In this video, discover why the U.S. Navy is going full steam ahead with video marketing.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey-o! All right, I've got you right back where you belong, right here at Video Marketing Mastery, so you can advance your career. And my career got advanced this week also. I got flipped on a topic this week, and it's because of one of you, a listener to the podcast, a member of the audience. And as you know, I'm a believer in free speech, especially for people who disagree with me. And one of you disagreed and you flipped me the right way. More on that later on. And when I'm creating this podcast, you know, my goal is to prepare your career for faster revenue generation. And if you spend a week religiously listening to my tips, I'm going to get you started in the right direction. And I can say this with reasonable confidence because for the last 20 years, I've consistently been way ahead of the curve. Now I service almost 100 businesses across industry, and I know my secret for faster revenue generation works. Just give me a week. I'll push your career forward, but you need to be committed. You need to carve out just a few moments a day, and I'll make you more strategic, your product offer more compelling, and your business more ROI focused than ever before. And if I can prepare you to make more money faster, all I ask is that you pay it forward by promoting my advice to your followers. Can we agree on that? Like, if my advice improves your work, the work that you do, you'll promote my advice to your followers, right? Sounds like a fair offer. And all the pressure's really on me. And I have to make sure that I bring it. But if I bring it, live up to your end of the deal, all right? Cool. All right, let's talk about GoPro for a moment. I saw this in TrustedReviews.com. You know who they are, don't you? Yeah, no, me neither. Now, according to Best Buy, GoPro's Hero 7 Black is due to be announced very, very soon, along with the cheaper Hero 7 Silver and the Hero 7 White. Now, the hope is the image stabilization will now work when recording in Hero 7 Black's maximum resolution frame rate combo. Its predecessor could manage a top combo of 4K 60 frames per second, but its stabilization stopped at 4K 30 frames per second. Now, assuming the new model has a tweak in it, a new and improved aspect, it might be capable of doing what we all hoped it would have done the first time, going the extra steps and reducing shake in the super smooth 4K 60 frames per second recording. Now, if you want more on this, go to the show notes page for this episode. All right, let me give you an update on the Wirebuzz crew. September in our office, bonkers busy. Very busy month for Wirebuzz. We have client shoots in Fairfax, Virginia. Another client in Norfolk, Virginia, San Jose, California, Tucson, Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona, Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the Wirebuzz crew will be up in Seattle this week, filming at the Seattle Art Museum and the Seattle Aquarium. Now, the client for the Seattle shoot has typically, they take us all over the world on a variety of different projects, and they are hosting an event in Seattle where researchers who use their technology that are all over the place come up and report on the medical breakthroughs that they're able to deliver because of our clients' technology, and we're there to help tell their story. You know, we're going to be filming each of their 12 speakers that day, and in post-production, we're going to pair up the speaker's video with the audio footage, of course, and then their slides. We're going to marry those all up together. And then a couple of our clients in their biggest business growth areas, we're going to do sit-down interviews where that researcher tells a more conversational story. And we're going to be there to support those stories, to capture B-roll with researchers who are working on the devices, collaborating with their colleagues, and reporting on their data. And that final video we're going to be using is we're going to be filming there will be a party video about their event that happens at night. And all of these assets are going to work together to regularly update their customers on their developing story. And then what we're going to do is we're going to properly build excitement for their next event. You got it? All these assets work together. And you may recall that I went on a speaking tour through Europe this summer. And while I was out there, I also went and did some work for this client on that part of the trip. Super cool. We're excited to go out to Seattle. And we'll give you great stories as this team travels through September all over the country. Let's get to some audience feedback. Over the last couple of weeks, I've mentioned I was going to get to audience comments. Let's do this right now at the top of the Toddcast, all right? Each week, I ask you to share your feedback. You know, you've heard me say it. I usually am like, I say it a million times. If this podcast was valuable to you, please leave me a very honest rating and review. I also regularly ask you to support free speech, especially for people who disagree with you, right? Because that's how we learn. And then on Sunday night, it all came crashing back to me. I checked to see if there were any, if there were any new reviews to the podcast. And then I found this message from Flan. Flan or Flan. I'm not sure, but either way, I'm grateful. On substance, this podcast is great. I have one beef with Todd and with, for example, the author of Video Marketing Strategy, John Mowat. They often put down production people who just aren't fully evolved yet, but are in the process of learning. What I find interesting is that the people listening to these podcasts and reading the said book actually do care about evolving from traditional media mindset. It's why they listen and why they read. And while a work history of digital marketing or inbound marketing is no doubt superior, my clients pay a pretty premium for that experience. Credibly adding it to one of our skill sets is not impossible. Like the proverbial kid with camera, who Todd submits is more digital ready than the production company that Todd alludes to in episode 171. If you want to get access to that, go to wirebuzz.com/171. I see online social use of video daily and add it to our base of knowledge from my traditional experience. Now, right now, I have a database of clients who have yet to transition to digital marketing, and I'm building my knowledge base so I can become their legitimate source of video marketing. I won't be able to charge someone with a track record of amazing ROI. But I'll be way better than Kid with Camera, and I and other listeners and book buyers are not alone. I just don't think busy retail store owners are the ones listening and reading production podcasts like this. Flan, thank you very much. Look, your feedback and your insights, they're super valuable to me. That's how I polish and perfect. And I'm excited to hear that you're investing in your growth. You know, that's ultimately what this is all about. And clearly it's time for me to invest in my growth and to update my thoughts on this topic. And I've got you to credit for that. You know, there's a better way for me to advocate and defend my followers, the listeners of this podcast, and you'll start hearing that from me as I start growing. Sound reasonable? All right, cool. Now, Flan, it's important that you hear this directly from me. So I searched inside of my CRM and I found the only person that's got a last name that would closely reflect your iTunes username. And I sent, I hope, you a personal thank you apology note. If you got that email or you didn't, do me a favor, drop me a note so I know that you heard my apology and you know that I'm thankful for you pushing me in the right direction. Cool? On a very candid level, the reason that there's a disconnect between my outgoing message about Kid with Camera and the audience, and I spent time in the last couple of days thinking about this, it's because this audience, in my mind, has changed over time. I first started off thinking that I was doing a podcast for people that were in need of video production, of digital marketing services. Right? And it was a key differentiator because I already know that I understand how to move people through a buyer's journey. But as this podcast has evolved, the audience has changed in my mind. The only people that I get listener feedback from, or when I say the only, I mean like the majority of people, are video creators that are striving to get to that next phase where they understand marketing and they can blend those two together. And I made the disconnect by not maturing my messaging for that audience. Does that make sense? Every time I come to this podcast, I'm always talking about how we create customer journeys where the information is relevant, hyper-relevant to that customer that's going through that page. And I didn't update that journey. Thanks for bringing it to my attention. You know, I want to be really candid on this podcast. I think sometimes in order to connect with an audience, you've got to be a bit vulnerable. Let me be a bit vulnerable. I don't always see things the same way as other people. Big surprise, right? I love Girl Scout cookies. I mean, I would eat them all day long if I could. And if you've been listening to this podcast, you would know, like if you've been listening for at least 6 months, you might recall that I used to say that people hate sales so much that when they walk into the supermarket, this is how much they hate salespeople. They walk up into the supermarket, and as they're walking up to the front door, if they see 25 yards in front of them, Girl Scouts, adorable Girl Scouts, selling the yummiest Girl Scout cookies in the entire world, what do? We make a hard right turn and bail for the other door, right? Because we don't want to interact with salespeople, even if we love their product and they're adorable like Girl Scouts. But then I was speaking in Las Vegas and a man came up to me and said, "Why do you hate Girl Scouts? Why would you make fun of them during your speech? When you hate on Girl Scouts, you misalign with your audience." Now, in my mind, I was being sarcastic, right? Who could possibly hate Girl Scouts? But I should have known better. I shouldn't have made light of a protected group. And for good reason, Girl Scouts, they should be protected. They shouldn't have to deal with some jackass heckling them or making a joke based off of, right? But even if I was just making a point about how bad you want cookies isn't even worth talking to a salesperson. Even if the salesperson is the most adorable person in the world, right? You still don't want to be sold to. And so here I go again. I'm digging myself deeper, right? But I stopped using that analogy, and I'm glad people have the right to disagree with me, especially when they're right. And I have to be open to hearing it. I received a comment from a follower in New Zealand who wrote, "Love your work. I've been listening to around 100 hours of your podcast, and your mantra flows out of me now thick and fast to my real estate clients here in New Zealand. When my clients see the full and complete system and strategy involved, they just can't say no. Well done. Your ideas have helped me take my main man to the highest level in our country. Recently, we spoke with the Altman brothers from Million Dollar Listing on stage about video marketing, and I would have not gotten there without your guidance." How cool is that? Congrats to you and your main man. This right here, that's my goal. Advocate and defend to position you in a better way. And I'm super excited to hear that your team is picking up my guidance on how you need to position yourself and your business to stand out in the video marketing space from competitors, and where your target customer's mind is when they're meeting you. Your prospect doesn't really even care about video. They care about a return on investment. And if you want to win their business, start discussing the goals that they're really passionate about. Well done. I'm super excited about this. One of the coolest things I did in 2018 was take this podcast on the road. I went to Amsterdam, to Gothenburg, Sweden, and to Prague in the Czech Republic, and getting to spend time with listeners like Thomas and Tim. We had lunch, we went to my speech, after we went out and had dinner and a couple of beers, and getting to hear your struggles and aspirations, to give you guidance, to make your business more valuable. That's really what excites me. To my Aussie followers, man, I look forward to visiting you guys in person. And for those of you that are interested in having me speak at your organization or in front of one of your crowds or at a conference, toddhartley.com is my speaker site. Hit me up if you want me to come out and lift your team, your organization up to a completely new level. It would absolutely make my day. Look, if you aren't sure about the effectiveness of Wirebuzz's strategies that I share on this podcast, maybe it's new to you, or you haven't been following me around for 20 years to know about the impact that I've been having on businesses of all sizes across multiple industries. If you might still be on the fence about these tactics and if they work, well, you may recall a couple of weeks ago, I had a national sales director for a multi-billion dollar company come and be in the audience and then follow me around for the entire week, literally the most overpaid intern in the entire world. And she did it on her vacation. And because I know that video is the most powerful tool for convincing and converting, I made sure before she walked out the door at the end of her week that she got certified as an executive, because that's what we're doing. We have an executive certification program. At the end of the week, we made sure that she went through, we quizzed her, that she knows how to generate revenue, mas rapido, for sales, marketing, and events team, and to be able to do it. But before she left our office, after we certified her, and we quizzed the bejesus out of her, I got her on camera, go figure, explaining the effectiveness of Wirebuzz in her industry and how what she learned is going to revolutionize her company.
So I have a team of roughly 140 individuals that I lead and that I'm honored to lead, and we have a huge task. Our role impacts patients' lives, and so the better that my team is, the more patients that have better outcomes. And so for my team to be better, it's important for me to improve. And so this experience is absolutely going to help me do that. And I expect that we are going to crush our Q4 number.
Oh, and this brings me to Gurudam. You know, I was doing a Q&A after a speech that I recently gave, and Wirebuzz's Dale Krupla came up to me and he was like, dude, what you just said, that thing you did about Gurudam off the cuff, I have never heard you say that before. Nowhere around the office. It just flowed out of you. It's brilliant. You need to share it with your audience. So here goes. Everywhere I go, friends, family, clients, they're all talking to me about videos, right? They see my videos on IGTV, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And the daily videos that I'm posting, you know what they've done? They've helped me elevate my gurudom and transform my followers into my referral network. And sure, I've been doing this for a long time, but that's why I got a referral agreement template, right? Because every day people are reaching out to me. They're saying, Todd, you need to meet my friend. He's opening up XYZ business, or his business is struggling. Can you help him, right? But they needed to know my abilities. These people that already know, like, and trust me, they needed to know what I do in a way that they could explain it to other people. And I needed to figure out a way to stay top of mind so they can't stop recommending me. You know, everybody has gurudom buried deep down inside. And we now live in a world where most people prefer to do business with an industry guru, because gurus, they're the leaders in that niche. And the validation from industry peers, the fact that they can get up in front of a camera and talk about it, it calms a buyer's fears. My wife is the most natural guru I have ever met. She's a yoga therapist and has an amazing gift for helping people unravel the body pain that they have. My mom, she's a designer for celebrity homes in LA. When she was working on this office right here to make it exactly the way Wirebuzz wanted, she was also designing Eddie Van Halen's home in LA. She has guru vision to transform a home into an inspiring place for people to thrive. her husband, my stepdad, he's a brilliant business guru. 40 years ago, he saw a market opportunity, and you know what he did? He started building what has become a very successful business, manufacturing adult toys. Yeah, you heard that right. I said it. He's a kingpin of lube and vibrators and gag gifts, and I try not to think about it too much. Mom's happy. She's happy with him. Let's just leave it at that. All right. And when my business is struggling, or when I need to strategize a solution, I got to talk through a problem with somebody. He's one of the gurus that I talk to, right? What is your gurudom? This week, I want you to think about your gift. How do you best promote it to your followers, to your friends, to your family, without ever being salesy? What's your gurudom? What advice do you provide that makes someone else's life better? And when you start sharing your helpful information in video, you know what happens? The karmic reactions of the universe open for you. And all you have to do is remember, helpful is the new viral. If you can be helpful to your target audience, if you can give them sage advice, if you can show people how to do something expensive inexpensively but with high quality, if you can help people generate money faster, or you can show people how to achieve their goals, you've got gurudom to share. And the best way to share that value that you provide and enrich the world with is through video. And you will see, if you're studying me, that I share my guru advice each and every day across the social platforms a little bit differently in each of them. But my goal is for anybody that already know, likes, and trusts me, for them, the next time one of their friends says, you know, I'm about to launch a business, or our business is really struggling and how long it takes to sell deals, or I'm thinking about adding video to our website, or maybe we're building a website, or we need search engine optimization, my friends say, oh my God, my friend Todd, who stays top of mind, is the guru. And you need to talk to him. Harness your inner guru. Make sure you're always putting out helpful information. It'll go viral to the people who already love you and trust you the most. And you'll start filling up with leads. It is just that easy. What is your gurudom? Now, before we get off the topic of my stepdad, it's important you know that the grandkids in the family, they think grandpa is a candlestick maker. And I'll leave it at that. All right, let's talk about the U.S. Navy for a moment. The Navy, they're going full steam ahead into video marketing. Now, I saw this in Think with Google, knew it would be super valuable for you. The U.S. Navy, they need to advertise their job opportunities to reach new recruits, right? And historically, they've spent 70% of their advertising budget on TV commercials. But after running a successful test, next year, get this, 70% of the Navy's advertising budget is going to be spent online. And as they launch their first made-for-digital video recruitment campaign, great things are on the way for the Navy. The Navy created over 60 different 15-second and 6-second video ads and served the ads in a specific order, making sure that each viewer saw more than one and the campaign had blockbuster results. People who saw the ads 2 or more times were 16% more likely to consider joining the Navy, right? And users who saw the ads at least 3 times were 19% more likely to search for U.S. Navy keywords on YouTube within 3 days. Strategically, the Navy made a very smart decision by aligning Navy life with the video story their target recruits were watching. Let me give you an example here. And when I give you the example, I want you to be thinking about the strategy and how really brilliant it is. If someone was watching a gaming video, you already know they like gaming stuff, right? They're like, that's within context. It's part of their persona. So the creative that they saw, of course, was about gaming. That is their jam. And if they were watching a music video, what did the Navy do? The creative was about a song. If you don't match the viewer's mindset, and you know I'm always spending time on this, if you don't match the viewer's mindset, you're very quickly going to lose their attention. So they then created three slightly different versions of the same story. And they did that so you can capture that target recruit. You can show them three different videos, and their sequence was important. The first video, the second video, the third video, all designed to boost your new recruits. And that's exactly how your business goes anchors away for video marketing. And if your business hasn't started yet with video, nothing to be concerned about. The U.S. government is just moving faster than your business. And that shouldn't be concerning at all. You've got a vision about your career. I know you do, about being great, right? And trying to live up to your potential is stressful and candidly even overwhelming at times. I get it. You know, the competition is legit and fierce, and lots of really smart people are out there, and it can be intimidating. But the good news is, to be great, you don't have to be the smartest person in your industry. Trust me, that's too much pressure. In my industry, Lord knows it's not me. There's only one smartest person in any industry, and that's a birth blessing. It only happened to one, and they had nothing to do with it. Just random birth blessing, right? But you can choose to be the most resourceful person, choosing to learn from others, to out-hustle everybody, to out-research and out-innovate everyone else. That's the choice that I've made. And I want you to make that choice. Be the most resourceful person in your industry, unless, of course, you're in my industry and I'm going to out-hustle you like you wouldn't believe. But you need to make that choice, and you need to start today if you want to be great. Here's how I do it. Every day, I invest 30 minutes to an hour where I'm reading the latest industry news. I want to read that news so often that it's like feeling my pulse. It's intimate. It's familiar. And when that pulse changes, then I know to react. But reading is only one half of the exercise. If I'm reading about the Navy that had a very successful video marketing campaign that transitioned viewers into seamen recruits, I lift up their tactics. I just lift them up like a blueprint, right? A strategic blueprint. And I run myself through an exercise where I say, if this tactic worked for the Navy, would it work for this client of mine? Or how about AAA? Would this tactic work for Baylor University? Or how about MD Anderson? Would it work for them? Could MD Anderson do this for new cancer patients? And the more that I do that, the faster my brain gets to recognize all the new tactics and resources that are available to me. Your business takeaway is, this week, stop pressuring yourself to be the smartest person in your industry and start choosing each and every day to be the most resourceful. It's a choice. Your most valuable prospects, who are they? They're savvy, curious people. They're searching for as much information on your product as they can possibly get. Your ideal customer, they'd be willing to sit through a 4-minute video just as long as your information is relevant to them, right? So why waste ad dollars on short videos that are designed to attract the masses? Instead, I want you to narrow in on people that really care about your product and what you have to say with longer videos, because the longer you can hold somebody's attention with helpful, compelling video content, the more the chances you have of converting them into customers. Now, if you're skeptical, if you want more information about the data that we've uncovered from 2,000 videos that we create each year, you should listen to this video that I did with Marcus Krieg, our director of strategy. You can get access to that full conversation at wirebuzz.com/85. That's where it's all going down. All right, if you want to discover how to create great videos for your business that generate a return on investment, you've got to watch my 5-part web-based mini course. It's free to my followers, and you can access it at wirebuzz.com/ROI. All right, here's an opportunity, a chance to win something very cool, a limited edition Wirebuzz crew cap. The kind of cap, well, not only says crew on the back, right? But the kind of cap that our team wears all over the office, on client shoots all over the world, and it could be yours. Now, you may recall, in episode 168, I posted the audio of my keynote speech in Minneapolis in August at the Medical Device Marketing Conference. The event coordinators, and I totally get this, they wouldn't let me record the speech, right? That's understandable. I get it. So when I got back to the office, the Wirebuzz crew recorded me going through that speech, teaching our secrets. And last week, we sent the video out to our clients, reminding them of the secrets that we possess for selling their products and services faster using the power of video. And this week, as a follower of mine, I want to make my tactics available to you. You know, my information and tactics are highly applicable to any product or service in any industry. So when you see my video explaining how to sell medical devices faster, just substitute medical device for your own product, your own service, and you will be golden. To access my 40-minute presentation, just go to wirebuzz.com/broadcast. And my only ask is, if the video information that I'm sharing is valuable, share it with your followers across social media. And the person who gets the most likes from their share is going to win this awesome Wirebuzz crew cap. And I hope it goes on your melon. If this podcast episode was valuable, go to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Hit the subscribe button. Leave me an honest rating and review, just like Flan or Flan did. It means the world to me to be able to learn from you along the way. Solid rating and review each and every week. The podcast will get sent directly to your mobile device. Make sure you go to Instagram and to IGTV and to LinkedIn and Twitter. I am dropping knowledge bombs all week long, taking you along my journey, and you'll get really great, compelling content there. And if you want to get access to my 5-part web-based mini course, it is free to you. Wirebuzz.com/ROI is where you can find that. And I will continue to do my part, give you the latest information in video marketing, break that down into a business takeaway so you can be a video marketing master. Peace.